Welcome to Lifestyle Therapies. This is your host, Sydney Brom, bringing you health topics to help you get the health you need to live the life you want. This episode is about detoxification. So if you would like to feel a lot better, have more energy, lose excess weight, and get rid of a whole bunch of other maladies, then this is a great episode for you to be listening to.
Lifestyle Therapies with your host, Sydney Brom.
So what is detoxification? Years ago when I would do intake for people for their nutrition component of lifestyle therapy, sometimes I would have people that would come up with they had a lot of toxicity in the system. It's not entirely uncommon, especially with the amount of environmental toxins we have right now. But at that time, a lot of people didn't really know what that was about, and the only time they had heard of it is in relation to drugs. So I would get a funny look from them, a moment of silence, and then I would get one of two things. Either I don't do drugs or the confession of all the drugs they did. I just want to make sure that I make it clear that yes, drugs are toxic and they add to your toxic load and they can be hard on the body. But it's not all about drugs. There's a lot more toxins in our environment than recreational drugs. There's over-the-counter drugs. There's prescription drugs. And there's a lot of other sources in addition to that. So detoxification, or the definition of detoxification, is clearing the body's natural waste byproducts and any environmental toxins. So for sources of toxins, we don't always think of naturally made toxins, but we do have some of those as a natural part of cellular activity. So regenerating muscle when we work out really, really hard, creating energy, just like you burn gas in your car, it makes energy for the car can go, and you create carbon dioxide or waste byproduct through the exhaust. Same thing happens in our cells when we make energy. There's aging, and then there's exposure to other things in the environment. So inside the body, if we're having digestion problems, that can create some toxic byproducts, too much stress, lack of sleep, and then, as I mentioned, the cellular waste. Environmentally, in our diet, we can get too much sugar, too much alcohol, recreational drugs, over-the-counter drugs, vitamin, ibuprofen is not a vitamin, NyQuil, things like that, prescriptions, antibiotics, painkillers, any kind of medication. Junk food, anything that has artificial colors, artificial sweeteners, artificial flavors, preservatives, those things are all toxic and add to our body's toxic load. Genetically modified foods. If the body doesn't know what it is, it has a question mark over it and it goes to the pile of toxins to be cleaned out because we got to figure out what do we do with that one. And then allergens. Allergens is an interesting one because I'll hear people say a lot of times, well, I know I'm sensitive to dairy, for example, because that's a common one, but I can have a little bit. Okay. But you got to add it to the list of your ibuprofen and the chemicals in your skin cream and the cleaning products that you use and everything else, because your body does not read that as a little bit of dairy. It reads it as a little bit of toxin if you are a little bit allergic to that. So me, for example, I'm allergic to carrots. I know, I've only known two people my whole life besides me allergic to carrots. And so everybody knows carrots are typically good for you. They have fiber, they have vitamin A, a little bit of vitamin C. They're just really good for you. They're like a superfood, right? Not for me. Wrong. For me, my body, besides the allergic reaction we won't get into, my body says this is toxic and it kind of freaks out. And that adds to the work that my liver and kidney and bladders and my whole system, inflammatory system and everything, has to deal with. So think about that when you're eating your foods. If you're sensitive to that, it's really best to just avoid it. So the other types of toxins in the environment, we can get exposed through our skin and through our lungs. So chemicals that we touch, chemicals that have fumes that come off of them that we breathe, cleaning products, we touch it, we breathe it, bleach, ammonia, Mr. Clean, Windex, you name it. Mechanical fluids, so if you tend to work on machinery, if you work on small engines or cars or central heat and air, printers, whatever it is that you work on, if you're doing that with your bare hands and you're breathing the fumes, you're getting a lot of toxic load added to the system. Skincare products and beauty products, nail polish, hair dye, they all have fumes and they also are in contact with your skin. Those are going to be absorbing. So if you really want to color your hair and you want to polish your nails, when you think about that little bit of dairy you're sensitive to, pick and choose. Which one do you want? You want that little bit of dairy, or do you want the hair color? Because they're both going to add to your toxic load, and you want to minimize that toxic load as much as possible. And we think of our skin as a barrier or a protection to us, and it is, but things absorb through the skin. So if you can get a hormone cream and rub it in, and that's how you get the hormone prescription into your bloodstream, or you can get a medication prescription in a patch that you put on your skin, and that's how it gets into your bloodstream, then I guarantee you there are a lot of things in your environment that you are touching that are absorbing through your skin. So think about that. If there's any inkling that maybe I should wear gloves, wear them. Wear them. It's better to just wear them and toss them than it is to add to your toxic load and the stress that your body has to deal with. So all kinds of things, secondhand smoke, paint. When a fire happens, I deal with a lot of first responders and everything burns. There's a lot of really toxic stuff that's created through that heat and that burning process. And the lungs really need to be protected. If you like to smoke, if you like to use cannabis or tobacco, you need to think about, are there pesticides in there? What are you putting that in to smoke it with? These things are going to add to the toxic load in addition to the drug itself from the cannabis or the tobacco. Caffeine, and then I never used to have to go over this one, but now I do. Rebreathed carbon dioxide from too much mask wearing. So we can get into the argument, and I'm not going to, about how much is too much, how much is enough, what's okay. Bottom line is your body's trying to get it out, along with any other gases that are in the air that you weren't aware of, whether it was jet trails or car exhaust or whatever, that got in through your breathing. And it's trying to keep the ones it needs, the oxygen, and get rid of the stuff it doesn't need. And you got a mask over your face, so you're going to rebreathe some of that. And if and but whatever, I don't care. The bottom line is that adds to your toxic load. End of story. Drop the mic. All right? That adds to your toxic load. So you got to try to get fresh air and avoid that as much as you can. And if you're in one of those jobs where they say you have to, I'm sorry. But try to breathe as much as you can, fresh air, fresh air, fresh air. So why is it so important that we detoxify? The more toxins that we have, the more we experience the signs and symptoms of toxicity. A lot of times we don't even know what they are. We don't even know that the symptom that we are having could be from too much toxicity in our system. So too much stress and too many toxins both mimic aging. So everybody knows somebody that partied too much when they were younger. And who aged faster? Yes, because they were adding a lot of toxins to the system. It was more than the body could handle at once. The toxins assaulted the cells, and you get the visual output of that after a while. And you got more wrinkles, more sagging skin, less muscle tone, more discoloration. That's all accelerated aging from too much toxicity. Does that mean if you detoxify, we can turn back the clock? A little bit. Yeah. A lot of times I see people look way younger. They look way better if we do a good detox on them, no matter what they did when they were younger. Is it going to be better if you try to stay clean the whole time? Of course. It's so much easier to have something clean and keep it clean than to get it really dirty and then have to clean it up and make it like new, right? So we're just trying to keep the body healthy and keep it, quote unquote, like new as much as we possibly can. So besides aging, the liver is one of our heavy hitters when it comes to detoxification. It's one of the primary organs. There's several organs involved, and I'm going to go over those. But the liver also processes your fats, and it processes your hormones. It does over 700 jobs, okay? This is what makes it a vital organ. So besides fats and hormones, it also plays a role in regulating blood sugar. So if you're too toxic and your body's having to handle that and put priority to detoxifying, what other jobs are going to suffer? Yes, your blood sugar handling, your ability to burn fat, and your ability to keep your hormones balanced. So you're going to have worse PMS. The thyroid and the thyroid hormone is really, really sensitive to toxicity. So your thyroid's going to get unhappy, and I don't care if your thyroid's too fast or too slow. It will make you super tired and you will feel terrible, and it will be a lot easier to have more headaches from thyroid problems. It'll be a lot easier to have more headaches from toxicity separate from thyroid problems. But whether the thyroid's too fast or too slow, it's not good, and you do not feel good, and you do not have the response that you want. Typically, too fast or too slow, you still have too much fat, because if it goes too fast, it's not burning fat, it's burning muscle. And your muscle is where your energy is made. Don't want to do that. All right, so thyroid problems, hormone problems, PMS is not going to be pretty. Fatigue, headaches, more allergies. The more toxicity you have, the more allergies you're going to have. Skin problems, you got it so backed up, and depending what the toxin is, it may be trying to come out the skin. Hormone problems, and then more frequent illness. A lot of the bacteria and viruses in the environment that we consider pathogenic, quote unquote, are doing exactly what they're supposed to do in the environment. They are the cleanup crew. So the more that you look like a toxic waste dump and that you look like you need to be cleaned up, the more susceptible you are to those little guys finding you as a good home and getting you sick. So we really want to keep the body clean. All right, so the why, the what, now we got to get to the how do you detoxify? So there's several systems in the body that work together to help detoxify the body. So skin and fascia, lungs, gastrointestinal tract, liver, kidney, bladder. Whoa, a lot more than you thought, right? So it's not as simple as, oh, I'm just going to do this, and I have detoxified. No, you have to have a comprehensive approach if you want a comprehensive detox. So the two most common mistakes that I see people make is they'll come into the office, they'll be all proud and say, okay, I want to do a detox. I just did one at home a couple months ago and I feel like there's more. I don't feel like I'm done. They're right. They're not done at all, because when they show me the box and I read the ingredients, it's the scientific names for a bunch of herbal laxatives. So they cleaned out all right, but all they did was spend more time on the throne. They didn't necessarily help their GI tract unless they were really constipated. They didn't help their liver and their kidney and their bladder. They just helped everything exit more quickly. They just did more throne time. That's really all they did. So, and if you're doing a gastrointestinal health cleanse, you shouldn't be dependent on a laxative. We need to find out, why are you getting clogged? Why are things stuck? And give that poor little GI tract what it needs to be able to do the job that it does so well when it's happy. So that's one mistake. The other mistake is they go get a ton of supplements and they don't have any idea what they need. It just says detox on it, so they take it. You only need it if you don't have enough. If you have enough and you take more, you reach toxic level and you actually make yourself more toxic. And that's been, I don't even know how many times people have been watching too much Dr. Oz, and they'll bring a big shopping bag full of all the stuff they thought was good for them off Dr. Oz, and I have to detox them off of that. You only need what you need. You only need what you don't have enough of, all right? So that's really important. And then as an adjunct to that, that's all they're doing is supplements. And the supplements aren't going to fix everything, and they're not going to help some of these other organs besides the GI tract as specifically as other approaches are going to help. So we need to do a broad spectrum approach if we're going to hit all these different organs and really help. So basics, fresh air, clean water. People ask me about pH water, an hour away from food. You need your stomach acid to be a pH of 2. If you're drinking 9.5 water, you're interfering with the digestion of your food. Okay, that's another podcast for another time. But pH water's fine. An hour away from your food, before or after. Let your food be in that strong stomach acid so it can get broken down. Exercise. Exercise is going to increase your circulation, which is going to help you to move things in and out of the cells faster. It's going to help to massage some of the toxins out of the cells by the contractions, and it's going to help you to get a nice temperature that you need to help with some of that detoxification processes. So healthy eating, keep the toxins out, and give yourself the nutrition that you need to be able to do the detoxification process, because it's really kind of a complicated process that the liver, kidney, and bladder have to do to make this happen. you need enough sleep. A lot of this stuff happens when you sleep because it takes a lot of energy. So for the skin and the fascia, one of the best things to do besides exercise is getting a good sweat through sauna. And my favorite is a near infrared sauna. Your traditional sauna is a far infrared sauna, and that's great, that's good for you. But a near infrared sauna has several other benefits, and it penetrates about 5 times deeper than the far infrared. So that's going to give you a lot more bang for your buck. It's going to do a lot more for the time that you're spending in the sauna. But a lot of the heavy metal type toxins can come out through the sweat and the pores of the skin much more easily than through the liver and the kidney. So that's going to be awesome. And the other thing here is molecular hydrogen is a nice treatment that is very, very powerful antioxidant and really wonderful for helping to detoxify the body. It literally takes toxins and turns them into water, which is amazing. They can't find a toxicity level for the hydrogen. You can get it as a treated water or a treatment for your water, or you can get it as a breathing treatment. If you can't find a toxicity level, do both. That's going to interfere with your pH water. You're going to have to pick and choose. But if I had to pick and choose between treated water or gas, the hydrogen gas to breathe, I'm going to choose the gas because I would have to drink 2.5 liters of high quality treated water in order to get the same amount of hydrogen in that I can get in 30 minute breathing treatment. So there's that. And your gastrointestinal health is really, really important. The gastrointestinal tract prevents dietary toxins from going into the bloodstream unless it's unhappy. And then you're going to get what's called dysbiosis, in layman's term, leaky gut. So things that would have gone out into the garbage dump number 2, or the feces, are going to leak into the bloodstream. And then we have to go through plan B. It's adding to the toxic load. It's like your best coworker being out sick. You got to do your job and their job, and things get behind. So before you start a heavy duty detox, you need to make sure your GI health is good. And a good practitioner can help you with that. A good gastrointestinal health regime usually takes about 2 weeks, and then you're going to be ready enough to be able to start your detox. So what's next? Fascia. Fascia is really important. If you don't know what it is, look it up, because I'm going to run out of time here. And fascia rolling is phenomenal for detoxification. Fascia is filled with water and it wraps every cell in the body as a communication. But it also really works closely with your lymph system. Lymph system is huge for your immune system and processing your fats. And so if we clean the fascia, we're going to help clean the lymph system and help with lymph drainage, which is going to help supercharge your immune system and prevent cancer and things like that amazingly. But fascia rolling is not foam rolling, and you need to have a good fitness professional that's trained in fascia rolling. He'll show you how to do that, or you need to go to a good massage therapist that will do it for you. And that's not so bad, right? That's a nice compliment to your detox. So anything else that doesn't go out through the GI tract or the skin or the lungs ends up in the bloodstream and has to be filtered through the liver, kidneys, and bladder. And you really want to do something that allows you to have a good food plan. Detox specific supplies, specific to detox and specific to you, both. So if you don't know what to do, you either got to do a lot of reading and a lot of study, or you got to find someone good to help you. And it shouldn't be too bad. It's only 3 weeks, right? And then you want to be able to do follow-up testing with that to make sure that we got the job done. The fascia rolling, the near infrared sauna, the microcirculation and molecular hydrogen sessions, and everything together, along with some exercise, not too much, not too little, is going to really give you a powerful, powerful detox and make you feel a whole lot better in a relatively short time. So I hope that this helps you to understand what detox is, the importance of detox, and hopefully some things to get you started on a phenomenal detox. Have a great day, and I look forward to sharing more good stuff with you soon.
Lifestyle Therapies with your host, Sydney Braun.